shiur in Hebrew? Is it okay? Can I give the shiur in Hebrew?
In English.
In English.
And you're giving it in Hebrew?
If you're here, I'll give it in English. The students won't object.
You probably know the Rebbe which I learned. Ramfield from Bayern.
Very, very special. Okay, we're going to move to new shvua, a new takana. In the Mishnah, we spoke about the takana of nishba benotel by sachir, by nigzal, by nechbal, by choshud. We're up to chen v'niyal pinkasa. So we have to understand what are the circumstances under which Chazal made a takana of a shvua of chen v'niyal pinkasa. Let's look at the Mishnah on daf mem hey amud aleph. Mishnah says v'chen v'niyal pinkasa keitzad. Lo shi yomar lo ksov al pinkasi sha'ato chayev li masayim zuz. Or it's the fact that the chenveni is a chenveni. Again, we're trying to help the chenveni. The chenveni is this person who does favors to the entire world. He allows people to buy on credit. He takes care of shluchuyot for people. But deals with dini mamano. So we want to make it a little easier for him. But if we have a machlokis between the chenveni and the bal habayis, the chenveni says, doshtei that you owe me money. And the bal habayis says, it's a mistake, I don't owe you anything. That's a classic kofer hakol. Then there are no takanot. We don't make a takana when the bal habayis is kofir. Where do we have a takana? We have a takana in the following case. Ela, omer lo ten livni asayim chitim ten lepoali selamos hu omer nasati vehin omer lo natalnu. Here we have the takana according to the Tanakama, hu nishba v'notel vehin nishba v'notelin, and Benana says a more far-reaching takana. Keitzad elu ve'elu ban li teshvu ashav, and here the concept of shav would be sheker, as we saw in Aseres HaDibro. Sometimes the word shav means sheker. Elo hu notel shelo bishvua vehein notelin shelo bishvua. So in this situation where the bal habayis is mode, that there was a deal, and the question is, was a deal consummated or was a deal not consummated? And that's a machokis between the chenveni and the poalim. Here we have a takana. According to the Tanakama, a double shvua. According to Benanos, both the chenveni and the poalim are gove b'li shvua. Correct? Okay. What's the difference between this case and the previous case? The previous case was a classic kofer hakol. The bal habayis was kofer b'chal. There was no deal. There was never any contact between them. Here there was a hoda'a. That there was a deal, the question is, did the deal go through or did the deal not go through? Namely, there is going to Rashi, there's a raglayim ladovar, and the moment we have a certain raglayim ladovar, that there's a chiyuv, then there's going to be a takana, either with a shvua or without a shvua. The seder, so far so good? Okay. Let's continue a little bit in the Gemara. Chen v'ni al pinkaso, Tanya, Omar Rebbe, Torah, even let's be before the Gemara. Let's look at Rashi on the Mishnah. The Rashi on the Mishnah is on the Memzayin Amad Beis. Rashi on the Mishnah, Memzayin Amad Beis. Shnehem nishboim v'notlim mibal habayis. You have it in the middle of the Rashi on the Mishnah, on the Memzayin Amad Beis. What does Rashi tell us about the nature of the Tanakama? The Amar Rei Chenveni. Lo mehemnu le poalim bishvua. Ate min tuhu. Dro amris li besahadei havlehu v'chein poalin amrilei lo mehemen lan chenveni b'shvua. What is Rashi over here coming to do? Is Rashi explaining to us the nature of the takon of nishba benotel? What is Rashi coming to do? He's trying to be now it's a chor over here between whom and whom is the machlokes? In other words, between the chenveni and the poalim. That, in other words, the chenveni claimed I paid the poalim, the poalim claimed we never got money from the chenveni. It's machlokes between the chenveni and the poalim. So what does this have to do with the bal habayis? So the answer is that no, that the chenveni and the poalim happen to have a machlokes, but basically their tainus are only on the bal habayis, namely that they have no hesken between them. They never agreed between the two of them that there would be any linkage, that there would be any ne'emanus, and therefore the chenveni says, I don't care about a shvua of the poalim. Poalim say, I don't care about a shvua of the chenveni. And then we have the takana. And then it's just to take away an option, that we don't have over here any din Torah between the chenveni and the poalim, but rather each of them is working for the bal habayis. The chenveni is the shliach of the bal habayis to pay the poalim. The poalim are doing the malach of the bal habayis. The Chenveni has a taina to the Baal HaBayis that he claims he did his shlichus. The Poelim have a taina to the Baal HaBayis. They claim they did their work. Each of them want money. In this situation, we have a takana of according to Tanakama Nishpa Venotel, according to the Benanos Notlim Belishvua. Okay, so Rashi doesn't give us any hint, Veintayim, what is the nature of the Nishpa Venotel of Chenveni. Right? We have these two models. We have the model of the Shvua HaMachayeves. We have the model of the Shvua HaMa'akeves. Rashi gives us no hint at all. Are we using the model of the Sochir, the model of the Nigzal, the model of the Choshud? We don't know anything at all from Rashi about what is the nature of the two Shvuas. Then comes in the Gemara and tosses in a third sheet to possibly Tanya, my Rebbe, Torach Shvua Zu Lama. Rebbe has a Taina that he doesn't understand why over here there should be two Shvuas. What is Rebbe Shita itself? So Rashi says that it's unclear from Rebbe. Lo pirish Rebbe, my svirulei. E notlin below shvua. If the Rebbe over here is coming to agree with Ben Nanos, oh, yafsid chenveni bishvuas poalim. Namely, we have over here perhaps a third Shita of the Tanoim that we're going to have a split, that the poalim are going to be nishba and notel, and the chenveni is going to lose. And in other words, again, according to Ben Nanos, neither are nishba and both are notel. According to Tanakhama, both are nishba and both are notel. According to Rebbe Yitachin, they were going to make a split over here between the chenveni and the poalim. The chenveni are going to be nishba and notel from the chenveni. The poalim are going to be nishba and notel from the chenveni, and the chenveni is going to lose. Why over here should we make such a split? Why should the poalim be yodam al ha'elyona and the chenveni yodam al-tachtona? So again, we're Rashi now. We're just learning Rashi. There we'll see other Rishonim learn differently. So Rashi, if we go down a few lines, Toshma, I'm reading in Rashi, Ki parish Rebbe ma'isvirele begava ko'amar po'olim nishbo'im lechenveni shelo kiblu mimenu klum. Alma lo kibla. Namely, Rebbe didn't accept the fact that the Tanakhama disagrees. Usvirele, this is Rebbe Shita, if he has his own Shita, Chenveni yafsid shehoya lo lasei slahem be'edim. Namely, what is over here is the difference between the taina of the poalim on the Baal HaBayis and the taina of the chenveni on the Baal HaBayis. They both have a taina on the Baal HaBayis. The poalim want their money and the chenveni wants his money. So we say the poalim, they'll be believed with a shvua. The chenveni, he's finished. He loses. Why? They both have a taina. The poalim claim we did work, we deserve money. The chenveni says, I did your shlichus, I deserve money. What's the difference between the two? The poalim doesn't know that he owes the poalim money. The chenveni says he paid the poalim. The baal is a shemash. In other words, that's not Rashi. That's not what Rashi is saying. I'm asking what Rashi is saying. I mean, I'm aware of that svara. We'll find other rishonim. What you say also, we find another Rishonim. What does Rashi say?
Yeah. The chenveni has a
ray, so. The chenveni was poshea. Namely, the poalim, they did their work. They deserved their money. Masha'enkein, the chenveni, he was a shliach. A shliach has to do his shlichus properly. Tikune shedartich lalavasi. Here, the chenveni didn't do his shlichus properly. What would have been the proper way of the chenveni doing the shlichus? He should have paid them in front of Edim. The chenveni went and paid him, not in front of Edim. That's a pshia. The chenveni went and was posheya and his shlichus, so he loses. He didn't do his job properly. That's not saying this is other rishonim. This is what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, usvirele, according to Rebbe, chenveni yafsid, hayalola seislahem be'edim. Aye, and what do the Tanakam and Benanos have to say about this? No, we saw it in the Rashi. Rashi in the Mishnah. What did Rashi say over here in the Mishnah? Rashi Mishnah is Dafir Tafim Zainam Adays. What did Rashi say over here in the Mishnah? Amar Le, Kein Chenveni, Poalim lo mehem nisu li b'shvua, at he'emintuhu, delo amris li b'sahade havruhu. Namely, we have over here a machokes ekronit. How do we view the Chenveni? Is this Chenveni doing his shlichus al hatzad ha'yoser tov? That's the Shita of the Tanakama and Ben Nanos. That the Chenveni says to the Baal HaBayis, I did exactly what you told to me. You didn't tell me to have Edim. I didn't bring in Edim. I now, we have a problem. That's your problem. It's not my problem. It's your problem. Atem intuhu. You believe the Poalim that they're going to tell the truth even without Edim. And the according to Rebbe, no. That this is the Baal Bayis says, even I told him without Edim. Whoever gives money without Edim, that's a Pshia. That's a Pshia. I didn't know where it's like a Chray, it's Tos Socher. Not everything has to be said. There are certain things that are understood, certain things that are clear. Over here, Barer, you had to give the Poalim with Edim. And he gives them with Edim. You're the one who was Mafsid. You were Mafsid yourself. You committed Harry Carey. You committed suicide. You went ahead and paid Poalim, Lashitatcha, not in front of Edim. Barer, they can be Kofar. Okay? So we have over here, according to Rashi, a machlokes whether the Iftach and Vini was not Poshea. Then we have a takana in his favor. Either with a shvua, according to the Kamar, without a shvua, according to Benanas. If the Chemini was Poshea, that's Rebbe Shita, then he loses. That's over here, the Machlokas. But we have nothing in Rashi that gives us any hint as to what is the Shita of the Tanakama, what are these shvuas? What is the nature of the shvua of the Chemini, and what's the nature of the shvua of the Poalim? So far, so good? Okay, that's Rashi. So Rashi explains the Sugya, right? We have over here these three deos. We have over here these machlokos, right? That the common name between Tanakam and Benanos is the poel is that the Chemini was not Poshea. What the takana, in other words, would Chazal be matakein two shvuos? Were Mamanoshach, we have a shvua sheker or not? That's machlokos Tanakam and Benanos. Tanakama, kind of we have over here, like playing chicken, is that what it's called? Right? Used to run towards one another until one someone just moved to the side. It was hopefully Tanakama held that someone is going to back out at the last minute. And then Nana said, we don't play chicken with shvuas. It's too talking about a shvua, about Shem Hashem, the Kitas Lefes. We're not gonna have a game over here. You know, if you already want to make a takana. The Baal HaBayis, it's his problem. Make a takana, the boat go away from the Baal HaBayis. No one was Poshea, everyone is fine, the Baal HaBayis has to pay. Next time, we'll be more careful. Next time, we'll tell the Chenveni to only collect in front of Edim. Mashen can according to Rebbe, we don't have any problem. We only have one Shvua, that of the Poalim. They did theirs, they get a Shvua, and they're Nishba Benotel. The Chenveni loses, Havilei, Lemeitan Lei, Lefnei Edim. Okay? Let's move over to the Baal HaMor and see his take on the matter. Again, we're going to have to distinguish between the Iker and the Tafel. What we're looking for the Iker is to understand the Shvuas. We want to understand what kind of Shvuas do we have over here. In order to do that, we have to go to the Sugi according to the Baal HaMor. And I don't mean to say the Sugi is the Tafel, Chas V'Shalom, but the Sugi for us is a means of getting to understand the Shvuas. So here, the Baal HaMor has a different Pshat in Ben Nanos. Mas Nisan, Chenveni al Pinkoso, Amar Ben Nanos, Ketzad, Elu Velu Bamide Shvua Shav, Elohu Notel Beshvua. The Chenveni is Notel Beshvua like the Tanakama. The Haim, Notelin Belo Shvua. That's what Ben Nanos said. Ben Nanos didn't go all the way and said they're both go over without a Shvua. Who? The Chenveni is Notel Beshvua, Haim, Notelin Belo Shvua. Vekahu Agirsam and Dukdekes. Why should Chazal distinguish between the two? So here, we're moving over into the nitty-gritty. Right? The Taima de Milsa, Lefish et Tainas ha-Poalim Bria v'Chazaka Yoser mitainas ha-Chenveni Sheha-Poalim ha-Chov Shelahem Vadai v'ha-Piraon Sofek etzlenu. Namely, by the Poalim, we have a situation where Borer the Baal HaBayis was Mischayev. It's not an Eini Yodea Mischayavti. Borer the Baal HaBayis was Mischayev. We don't know if they were paid. Eini Yodea Impraticha. The Poalim say, Borer, that we were not paid. We're Bari. The Baal HaBayis is a Shema. What's the halacha in such a situation when you have Bari v'Shema on an Eini Yodea Impraticha? Bari Yodif. Right? So over here, Atainas HaPoalim Bria v'Chazoka. Yosem itayna sachen v'nisha poalim hachov shalem vaday hapiron safek etzlenu v'hachen v'ni hachov meikaro safek etzlenu. It's any day his chayavti. Baal HaBayis doesn't know at all if the chen v'ni ever did his shlichus, and therefore any day his chayavti bari v'shema rav bari yadif. So therefore lefikach hu notel bishvua. The chen v'ni were meikar hadin. The Baal HaBayis is patur. What did Chazal do? What kind of takana did Chazal make for the Chenveni? Meikar hadin, the Baal HaBayis is patur. Teni yodeim his chayavti. Bari v'shema lav bari yodif. What did Chazal do? They made a shvua hamachayevus. They made a shvua hamachayevus that they took the schenveni like according to Tosfos in the Sochir, and they said, okay, even though meikar hadin patur, you make a shvua, you're nishba v'notel shvua hamachayevus. Ma she'ein kein by the poalim meikar hadin. What's the halacha of the poalim? Meikar din balabayis is chayev. What shvua would we have over here, if at all? A shvua hamakevis, right? We would have a shvua lahafis daito. But then we would have two shvuas on the table. We'd monashach, we'd have a shvua sheker that Ben Nanas didn't want to do. So if one shvua has to remain on the table, which shvua is going to remain on the table? The shvua hamakevis or the shvua hamachayevis? The shvua hamachayevis remain on the table. That's the shita of Ben Nanas. Namely, that since the ikar hadin of the poel and the ikar hadin of the chenveni is different, the ikar hadin the balbais is chayev to the poel, the ikar hadin the balbais is potter to the chenveni. And we have over here the option of two takonos, a nishba v'notel of a shvua hamachayevus, a shvua hamakevus. So over here, since they can't have both shvuas on the table, because Manashach is going to have a shvua sheker, so Ben Nana says we're only going to have one shvua on the table. We're only going to have the shvua hamachayevus. The shvua hamakevus will be mevater, will give to the poelim what comes to them meikar hadin. Okay? That's the shita of Ben Nana. On that, Tanya Amar Rebbe, Torach Shvua Zo Lama. Who is Rebbe relating to over here? Who is he asking a question on? According to the Baal Hamor, on Ben Nanos. Shma Minami Delo Amar Shvuota Lalu Lama O Shvua Zo Lama. Become our Torach Shvua Zo Lama. Namely, since over here the Rebbe is relating to a one Shvua, which appears to be unnecessary. So Lechori is not related to Tanakam who has two shvuas, but rather two Ben Nanos. He shvuas hachenveni shemechayev bal habayis b'shnei. I'm sorry, let's skip a line. I'm sorry. Shema mino da'al Ben Nanos koi. V'achi kamar lei. Ma lanu eitzel shvua shehi mitarachas l'shnei tashlumen. V'hi shvuas hachenveni shemechayev bal habayis b'shnei tashlumen. Mutav shenashbiya et ha-poalim shetanosam Yosef Bria v'lishkelu mi-bal ha-bayit v'lifka chenveni mishvuasam shel ha-poalim d'leifuk b'chdi shetanoso eno Bria kol kach. Namely, let's take the same svara of Ben Nanos, but just give it a different application. Right, that here we have the chenveni and we have the poel. The chenveni, he is a meikar hadin. The balabayis is patur. By the poem, meikar hadin, the balabayis is chayiv. So what did Ben Nanas do with this? So Ben Nanas said, okay, so we'll give the chenveni a shvua, right? And he'll be nishba v'notel. And over here, we'll have notel v'li shvua. So comes along Rebbe and says, why do it that way? Let's take everything down one level. The poel whom Iker Hadin gets, just that there is the shvua ma'keves, he will have a shvua ma'keves. And Masha'en Kain, the chenveni whom Iker Hadin is patur, here he'll lose altogether. Just take everything down one level. Take everything down one level. Now it's the same chivuk between the two. There was the yad of the poel is al ha'elyona, the yad of the chenveni is al ha'tachtona. Rather than say that he is nishva benotel, he's not a below shvua, say he's not notel at all, and he's notel with a shvua. Just take everything down one level. Why in the world should the balabayis pay twice in such a situation? Let the balabayis just pay once. That's the taina of Rebbe on Ben Nanos. Then comes along Rabbi Chia, and he brings in the Tanakama. Kach nimsu shalosh machlokos b'din ha-chenveni. Tanakama, Ben Nanos, v'Rebbe. Amrei Rabbi Chia, Tanina. Just a minute. In other words, you may be explaining Ben Nanos a little differently, but the Tanakama disagrees. Shneihem nishboim benotel mibal habayis. Klomar, hadover hakoshi olecha b'shnei tashlumin shemishalim bal habayis, kachu hadin. But now the question is why? What's the svara of the Tanakama? We understand the svara of Ben Nanos, we're going to distinguish between the chenveni and the poel. We understand the svara of Rebbe, to distinguish between the chenveni and the poel. Because here's the inudeya im hischayafti, here's the inudeya im praticha. Why in the world should the Tanakama, who is the psak halacha, say that both nishba v'notel. Where does that come from? Where does that come from? Where does it come to create a unity between the chenveni and the poel? This is any odeya nishayafti. This is any odeya im praticha. So there's a difference between them. The difference should be this way or that way, but there's a difference between them. How do we get to a tzad hashaveh? Comes along the Baal Hamor and he explains the Tanakama. What's the Tanakama? The Tanakama is Klomar Hadover Hakosher Alecha, that you, Rebbe, didn't understand why there should be Shtei Tashlumin Mishalim Baal Habayis. Kach Hu Hadin Lefisha Baal Habayis Goreim La'atzmo Ze HaHefseid. Baal Habayis Goreim La'atzmo Ze HaHefseid. Namely, what do we have over here? We don't have Pshia on the part of the Chenveni. Where do we have Pshia, if you want to say this Pshia? On the part of the Baal Habayis. The Baal Habayis put himself into a pickle. The Baal Habayis created a deal where everyone can come to a taina with him. Namely, the Baal Habayis believed the Chenveni without Edim, and he believed the Polim without Edim. No, that's the result. The end result is that they're both Gove Meikar Hadin. They both have a Tainas Bari Chazak. The Chenveni has a, I'm sorry, the Poel has a Tainas Bari Chazak out of Eni Odeim Praticha. You know, it's Barur Nischayafti, Eni Odeim Praticha. The Chenveni, what do you mean Eni Odeim Nischayafti? In words, the Chenveni said, you told me to do your shlichus. I did your shlichus. You owe me the money. In other words, I did exactly what you asked of me. My bari is also a bari chazak. And therefore, Chazal said, since both of them, me'ikar hadin, the Baal Habayis owes both of them, but clearly one of them is lying. So they were metake and a shvua, l'hofis daito, shebal habayis, both on the side of the Chenveni and on the side of the poel. That's a shvua hama'akevis. In other words, that they both have the same shvua. And therefore, they both go there. You know, it's lefi kachu hadid. Baal Habayis goreim la'afsmo zehefti kedamrin and hasab. Diyochol ha'memer le chenveni le'Baal Habayis. Ano amai de'isle le'gabe po'alim. Af agav de'mishtabu lo mehemni li. Atu de'hem nisu de'lo amart li havlehu be'edin. Ve'kevan shekein, ein bedin le'havkiya chenveni ve'lehotziya b'shvu as po'alim. Why should the chenveni lose because of the shvu of the po'alim? He did exactly what the Baal Habayis said. וזהו הטעם שאין שם רב חייל לדבריו. כשאמר שניהם נשבועים ונותן בעל הבייס, כלומר בעל הבייס הוא שגורם לעצמו כך. Okay? ולפי שפירש תם משנסינו, so we call the Mishnah on the shame of רב חייל. בסדר. Okay, that's what we have over here within the Baal Hamor. So we have over here then, according to the Baal Hamor, the third shita, the shita of the Tanakama, here, we put it over here, I'm sorry. Because these two shitas are assuming there's a difference between the two. The shita, the Tanakama, is that by the Chenveni and the Poel, Me'ikar Hadin, the Baal Habayis is chayef to the Chenveni, because the Chenveni did exactly what the Baal Habayis asked of him. He asked of him to pay without, he paid without. So it's over here, he's Bari. The Baal Habayis is Shema. Bari v'Shema, Bari Adif, Me'ikar Hadin. Hu Hadin, the Poel, Me'ikar Hadin is chayef. So Me'ikar Hadin, the Baal Habayis should pay them both without a Shvuah. And that's what Benanas really holds according to, not according to Baal Hamor, according to Rashi. She should pay them both without a Shvuah. Comes on Tanakama and says they're both Nishba v'notel. So we have over here a Shvuah l'hafiz daito of the Baal Habayis. They're both Nishba v'notel l'hafiz daito, but Me'ikar Hadin, they're both chayef. Okay? So this then is the Baal Hamor. So this is the first Rishon that we have who's giving us an understanding of the machlokes between the three shitos. According to Rashi, we just know that we have a question as to who was Poshea, who was not Poshea. But what's the nature of the shul? We don't know according to Rashi. Masha'enkin, according to the Baal Hamor, here we have a much here we have a much clearer picture of the three day-of. Of the three dayot, the Nanas and Rebbe basically agree to Ikaron, just a question of how you were miyasein, how we apply the chiluk between any odeim hischayafti, any odeim praticha. Mashenken, according to the Tanakama, Baal Habayis goram la'atzmo. He turned the Chenveni's taina into a taina's bori chazak. He gave the taina, in other words, that the Chenveni now has a bori chazak, I did what you asked. And a chazak, a shluach, shliach, oseh shlichuso, I did what you asked. words, and therefore, you know, where it's basic, and you're not, so I'm a bari, you're a shema, you're chayef to me, and just that shua is over here, lohafis daito, shel bal habayis. Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban disagrees with the Baal HaMor. But rather than disagree with the Baal HaMor, in his own language, he goes ahead and brings in the Ravid. Amar HaKosef, Ra'isi Lichtov Bekan, Shuvas Rav Avram, Rav Davidzal, Sheheshiv Allah, Shouted the Gemara is up the creek. Hech nohag divrei Rebbe kedaas misha ein halacha kamoiso. Mapitom that Rebbe should have a disagreement with benanos. V'im yomar makshehu al devara halolo amar ki im divrei tanakama. Umapire shabichia yosi mashamar tanakama. Ki Rebbe lo yoda shezedas tanakama karebichia. Umaya tzarach leperusho. Hulon istapik ela bedivrei benanos. V'alav hayakusha ledvara v'mishama kazos. Who I am Akshal ben Nanos, who Pirish Rodivre Tanakama, the Nadu Dasuk doesn't make sense. It's boats passing in the night, in which Abichi is talking about Tanakama, and Rebbe is talking about ben Nanos. What in the world is going on over here? But Odrashon Torach Shvuazulam Aloyitachim LePerusho, etc., etc. Okay, so what then is Pshat in the Sugya? So he learns Pshat in the Sugya, Ata Afarish Divre Rebbe, Kede Lefarsim Teuso, Vachalishus Svaraso. The Ramban couldn't have done any better in knocking down the Baal HaMor, other than quoting the Ravid. Okay. Anachnu kach kibalnu, that the problem over here was that Rebbe didn't understand the Tanakama. Rebbe thought that the Tanakama was different. Rebbe thought that the Tanakama, kamatma, ki husav or dechenveni nishba v'notam yibal habayis, upal v'n nishboim v'notam minachenveni. Namely, that Rebbe thought that according to the Tanakama, we have over here simply a chain reaction. That the chenveni is nishba to the Baal HaBayis and gets the money, then the polim are nishba to the chenveni and take the money from the chenveni. Namely, that the Baal HaBayis is only paying once. And so Rebbe is asking, if the Baal HaBayis is only paying once, so Torach Shvuas Olamali, why have two Shvuas if the Baal HaBayis is going to pay once? Have the chenveni, have the polim take the Shvuah? Vizehu, why in the world should the chenveni take a Shvuah if he's not making any money? The chenveni isn't going to keep anything. The money he's getting from the Baal HaBayis is going to give to the polim. Why should he take a Shvuah? And on that, all right, that was what the Tanakh, that's what Rebbe from Tanakhama held, and that's Rebbe Chiya says, no, the Tanakhama is talking about two chiyuvim. That's the whole sugya. That Rebbe misunderstood the Tanakhama, and Rebbe Chiya explained to him the Tanakhama. But what is the Tanakhama, according to the Ramban, that we don't have over here in the Ramban, and we don't have in the Chidushim in the Ramban, but the Ramban pops up where do we have an explanation of Tanakhama according to the Ramban? Not in the Chidushi HaRamban, and not in the Milchamos, but where? In the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah explains to us how the Ramban learned the Tanakhama. Again, here we have the Tanakhama, according to Aliba the Baal HaMor. What is the Tanakhama Aliba the Ramban? What is the Tanakhama? What does the Tanakhama hold? So if we open up to Hilchos Malva Velova, Perek Tet Zayin, Halacha Hey, we find the following in the Baal HaMor, in the Magid Mishnah. The Rambam over there brings the halacha of Chenveni Al Pinkaso, and the Magid Mishnah is going to point out, we'll see in a little while, that there's a certain machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. But to just explain the Ramban Shita, he says that we have Yesh Mefarshim, and this Yesh Mefarshim is Zehu Das HaRamban, the Das Rav Meir HaLevi, the Rama, and he says it's as follows. That by the Poalim, we say that really they should be no-till below Shvua. Hata'am l'fisha bal habayis etzlam bori b'chiyuvam v'safik b'chazara. We have the borrower, the bal habayis, is chayev to the Poalim, there was a chiyuv. And in such a situation, meikar hadin, they should be gove but without a shvua. Bari v'shema, bari odif uvedin hu sheyitlu below shvua. Elavim neisha balabayis nifsad amru sheyishavu. No, what kind of shvua is this on the poalim? It's a shvua hamakeves. It's a shvua lahavis daito shabal habayis. However, by the chenveni, their things are different. By the chenveni, min hadin haya shafilu b'shvua lo yito. Hare balabayis etzlo ka'omer lo manali biyodka lo omer eni yodeya im vilvisani. I don't know if there was a loan, imlav. V'takona hu shetiknu lehem lechenvenim sheyitlu b'shvua. In other words, by the chenveni me'ikar hadin, it's eni yodeya im hischayavti. So what kind of shvua is it by the chenveni? A shvua hamachayeves. And that is the shita of Tanakama. Namely, the Tanakama goes back over here, according to the Ramban, to what we saw in Benanas and Rebbe, according to the Malhamor. That the Tanakama holds that by the chenveni me'ikar hadin is patur. And we have over here a shvua of nishba benotel, which is a shvua hamachayeves. By the poem, me'ikar hadin der chayev. But we have over here a shvua of nishba benotel, lohat is daito shabal habayis, a shvua hama'akeves. Namely, the Mishnah says shnehem nishboim benotlin. It's not really shnehem nishboim benotlin. It's shnehem nishboim benotlin, nishboim benotlin. We have over here two takonos that happen to coincide. We have a shvua hama'akeves on the part of the chenveni, and a shvua hama'akeves on the part of the poalim. They're both nishba v'notel, but they're coming from different perspectives. The chenveni is coming from the mi'ikar hadin is patur, but he's a chenveni, and Chazal made a takana for the chenveni, because the chenveni is doing everyone favors, transferring money to this one and to that one, b'chule, b'chule. The chenveni wrote in his pinkas that he paid the poalim, so he is nishba v'notel. The balabayis agrees that he made the chenveni his shliach, so the chenveni, even though Meikar Adin is Pater, he's Mishra Venotel from the Balabayas. The Poalim, they should really be Gova without a Shvua. But, so close over, the Balabayas is going to pay both sides, in other words, pay twice. Why? So they have to be Nishba Lahavis Daito Shabal Habayas. So they're Nishba Venotel, in other words, from their perspective. Okay, so we have Shnehem Nishboim Venotlim, but two worlds. So we have Machlokis over here between the Ramban and the Baal HaMor on the nature of the din of the Tanakama. We pass like the Tanakama. Chenveni al pinkaso shnehem nishboim v'notlim. What does that mean, shnehem nishboim v'notlim? According to the Baal HaMor, it's the same shvua. Namely, they're both mi'ikar hadin, they should be going from the Baal HaBayis without a shvua. Because the Baal HaBayis gorem la'atmo ha'hefse. He brought it upon himself. He told the Chenveni, give the money without edim. He told the poalim, he's going to give you money. So they're both, there's a zechi of meikar hadin. But what? The Baal HaBayis should pay twice? So they're both nishba lohafes daito shabal habayis. Ma'ashen kain, according to the Ramban, meikar hadin, they're both nishba benota, but with two different perspectives. The chenveni meikar hadin shouldn't get anything. Chazal m'metaken for him a shvua ha'mechayevet. The poalim should be gova without a shvua. Chazal metakin for them a shvua lahavis daito shabal habayis. Shnehem nishboim v'notlim. Okay, that's the machlokas rishonim we have over here between the Baal HaMor and between the Ramban to understand the shita of the Tanakama. We pass like the Tanakama. Now, with this in mind, we come to the Ramban. What is the Rambam Shita over here? The Rambam over here, paskins like Tanakama. Chenveni sheyanosim lebalabayis menachonas koma sheyirtze betoras halvo makifu at sheyizkabe tzakol poreyalo vomer lo balabayis. Tein lepoalim sela o lebal chovi mona sheyesh li yetzlo vani yeten lecha. Hari chenveni omer nasati bahapoal lo balabayis omer lo lakafti. Hari apoal lo balabachov nishva venota mi balabayis. Okay, so we have the din of the Tanakama. Poel nishva b'mamad ha'chenveni, chenveni b'mamad ha'poel, in order she yikom muzem izeh. Okay, again, they're playing chicken, one at the other, and hopefully one of them will take a step back, but if they don't, that's the halacha. They're both going to be nishba, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deal with the person who was nishba, lo aleinu lasheker. Then the Rambam continues, but doesn't tell us necessarily anything about the nature of the shvu. Then the Rambam continues, lefikach, im meis achen v'ni, notel bal hachov b'lo shvua. V'chein im meis hapoel, hachen v'ni notel b'lo shvua. Harei ein bal abayis mafsid kum, eino meshali mele tashlum echod. When were chazal metakein shvuas? When they're both coming and being toveya. But if only one of them would be toveya, the poel already died from frustration, right? And only the chenveni is now coming. So he's notel without a shvua. And if the chenveni died of frustration, the poel is coming, he'll be notel without a shvua. In other words, that the only time we need shvuas, according to the Rambam, is when they're both coming. Kama brings in the Magid Mishnah, the Ramban disagrees. Ramban said it depends who dies. If the poel dies, the chenveni is notel with a shvua. If the chenveni dies, the poel is notel without a shvua. So the question is over here, what is the machlokus between the Rambam and the Ramban? The Ramban's shita, we understand, le shitato, that over here, the chenveni really should lose be'ikar hadin. So even if the poel is not around, he's dead, but he should really lose meikar, then he's only gova with the shvua. That's his shvua, nishba benota, the shvua machayedas. Masha'en came, the poel should be gova meikar hadin without any problem. The poel meikar hadin, the balbas is chayed. So if the chenveni's not around, he's gova without a shvua. The whole shvua was to have the balabayas, you'd have to pay twice. No. Okay, so the Ramban is beautiful. But according to the Ramban, when one of them dies, the other ones go over without a shvua. We don't distinguish whether the chenveni died or whether the poel died. They both die without a shvua. So here, within this Rambam, we have three directions. We have the direction of the shach and the nesivas. We have the direction of the b'chayim, according to the Rishimos Rav Rashi's book. And then we have what I think is pshat in the Rambam, and my humble opinion, this is the pshat of the Sos and the Rambam. But Sos doesn't say black and white, but I'm this is, I think, what the Sos means. So let's go in, it's not chronological order, we'll go in the order that I wrote on the board, okay? We'll start with the Shach. The Shach's approach, I mean, is relatively simple. The Shach takes a while to say it, but it's relatively simple. The Shach, in Simon Sadi Aleph, in Sivkot and Yud Beis, says as follows. Me'ikar hadin, the Rambam agrees with the Ramban. Me'ikar hadin, the Rambam agrees with the Ramban. That there's really a difference between the chenveni and the poel. This is eni yodeya in hischayavti. This is eni yodeya in praticha. These are two worlds. Here we have a shvua nishba benotel. Here we have a shvua nishba benotel of a shvua machayeves. Here we have a shvua nishba benotel of a shvua ma'akeves. This is the Hafiz Daito. This was created to help the chenveni. That the Rambam agrees with. But what? Let's ask ourselves, why do we have a principle that any odeya in this chayafti, why is the halacha pater? Why is the din that if you come to me with a claim, bari, and I say any odeya in this chayafti, why am I pater? What's the basis of my ptur? You're bari, I'm shema. Why don't you win? Which is based on Hamotin Chaveru, I have a cheskas mamon. My mamon has a chazaka where it is, that's where it stays. Right? There's a cheskas mamon in terms that has to be overridden. You can't be override a cheskas mamon with a tainus bari. If we know there's a chiyuv enidim praticha, then there's no cheskas mamon. But if there's no chiyuv necessarily, it's right? Comes along the shach and says, if we have a situation where the poel died and the chenveni is coming, namely the balabais is only going to have to pay once. He's only going to have to pay once. And the balabais knows he has to pay. Namely, the work was done for him. The only question is, who does he have to pay to? To the Chenveni or to the Pole? But now the Pole is not coming, he's dead. Only the Chenveni is coming. There's no Cheskas Mamam. This money doesn't belong to the Baal HaBayis. This money, Mamon of Shach, either belongs either to the Chenveni or to the Pole. So since Manashach doesn't belong to the Baal HaBayis, so there's no Cheskas Mamam. There's no Cheskas Mamam. And we have a Bari Vashem, a Bari Yodin. So therefore, the Chenveni now turns into Me'ikar HaDin Chayit. Namely, the whole reason Me'ikar HaDin Patur is because any of them is Chayati, there's a Cheskas Mamam. So when the Baal HaBayis has to pay twice, that he has a Cheskas Mamam, only owes once. So on that second payment, it is a Cheskas Mamam. The Nesivus adds to the Shach. When the two of them come, then we have over here a Cheskas Mamam. When one of them comes, and the other one's not going to come, there's no Cheskas Mamam, that money doesn't belong to the Baal HaBayis. It either belongs to the Chenveni or to the Poel. There's no Cheskas Mamam. Or, we can explain a little differently, that even if you want to say that there is a Cheskas Mamam, we have a Chazoka Shliach Oseh Shlichuso, we have an opposing Chazoka. We have a Chazoka that will knock off the Cheskas Mamam. That here in the Chenveni says, I did my Shlichus. And there's a Chazoka Shliach Oseh Shlichuso that will knock off the Cheskas Mamam. That's why the Chenveni is Govu without a Shvua. Because the whole reason he would need a Shvua is because there'd be a Cheskas Mamam. There's only a Cheskas Mamam when we have a case of the two of them coming. Then the Baal HaBayis doesn't have to pay twice. There's a Cheskas Mamam. Then against the Cheskas Chazaka of Shliach Oseh Shlichuso, there's a Cheskas Chiyuv on the part of the Poalim. But if only one of them comes, then there's no Cheskas Mamam. And if there's no Cheskas Mamam, Me'ikar HaDin, the Baal HaBayis should have to pay, and so he pays without a Shvua. That's the direction of the Shach. He deals with Chazakos back and forth, and here we have these Chazakos, and he proves it from a Sugi and Ksuvus by Basula. In other words, and then Nesiva says that the Shach is correct, and the Nesiva says the difference between them, they both come, that knocks off the Chazakos. When one of them comes, then the Chazakos, cool light. Okay, that's one direction. It's all a question of Chazakos. And that's the machlokes in the Rambam and the Ramban as to how do we build the din of any odeya mischayati in terms of the chazakos. Reb Chaim learns differently. Reb Chaim says Reb Chaim understands as follows that when we have over here the two of them coming, when we have the two of them coming, and each of them has a taina, and we have takanos in the favor of the chenveni, and we want to make a takana for the polim of the chulei, then we have two payments, and they have both have to be nishba. However, in a situation where only one of them is coming, so this is similar to a person who knows that he stole money from one of five people. He knows he stole money from one of five people. He stole $100. And he doesn't know who he stole the money from. So the halacha, Me'ikar Hadin halacha is, you put the $100 on the table in front of the five people and say, this is what I stole. And then the rest of it, leave up to them. Midrabanan, we have a knas, he has to pay all five, if they're all Toveya. But if they're not all Toveya, he just puts the money down and he walks away. What happened? We have Mida Orais, so we have five different people who are being Toveya, but he only owes one. So therefore, on a Doraisa claim, we're Metzareth, like all of their Tviyot, into one Tviya. We view them all, Meman of Shach is high of one. So he pays the one. According to Chaim, that's what happens over here. According to the Rambam, when only one of them is coming to be Toveya, so we're mitzari for the two tviyos. This person owes once. The Baal HaBayis really only owes one. I don't know to whom. So since only one of them is coming to be Toveya, we'll give him because we're mitzari for the two tviyos. So we view it as one case. Me'ikar Hadin. The Rambam in Hilchos Gzeila is in Perek. So the halacha is kol echad mehem nishba shezeh gezalo u'meshalem gzeilo kol echad ve'echad. That's like over here, that when the, both of them are coming to be Toveya, then each of them is Nishva, and they are, and they are, and they take. Afsha Dover the Knasu Shakantu Chachon Nishavar Vegoza. Aval Din Torah Eino Chayav L'Shalam Yisafek. So therefore, if only one of them is Toveya, Yom L'Shnayim Gozalti Echad Mikem, O Aviv, Ben Yodeya Ezehu, so Midbidin Eino Nosein Elo Gzela Achas, V'hein Cholkinos B'nehen V'chulei V'chulei. Lo Konsu V'chachonim B'dover the Nishayim Lo Toveya. Namely, when do we have a knas of nishba v'notel? That's when two people are coming to him. You come and he says, you stole from me. The poel says, you stole from me. We don't know, so then they're both coming to be nishba v'notel as a knas. But in the ikar hadin, he only owes one of them, not both of them. So as long as one of them is coming, irrelevant who is coming. Doesn't make a difference who is coming, he just pays once. That's the way Reb Chaim understands the Rambam. And the Ramban says, ma pitom, you can't be mitzarif them. These are two different dinei Torah. If the poel were to come, his din Torah is he should be gova without a shvua. When the chenveni comes, his din Torah is he should be gova with a shvua. There's no concept over here of siruf. We have over here two dinei Torah. The chenveni is an enyodeya in vil visicha. We need a shvua hamachayedas. The poel is an enyodeya in praticha. Over there, we can do away with the shvua hamefayeset if only one of them is coming. But if the chenveni comes according to Ramban, he has to be nishba benotel. That's his din. Reb Chaim says, no, we don't look at the dinim separately. We're mitzarif them all together. And the ikar hadin, just like on the case of Gezel, Mida Oraisa, the Gazlan pays once. Over here, the Balabayas pays once. We're mitzarif the dinei Torah according to the Rambam. We're not mitzarif the dinei Torah according to the Rambam. That's the way Reb Chaim understood the machlokes in the Rambam and the Rambam. But I want you to tell me, what's really pshat in the Rambam? What's really, really pshat in the Rambam? Again, the Shach holds that Meikar Hadin the Rambam agrees with the Rambam, but it's a question of Chazakas. Reb Chaim holds Meikar Hadin the Rambam is like the Rambam, it's a question of Mitzari for not Mitzari. What's the easiest way of putting Pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam holds like the Baal Hamor. The Rambam holds like the Baal Hamor, that we don't have over here two different worlds. We have one world. We have one world that Meikar Hadin and Baal Habayis is Chayef to each of them. And the Nishma Benoto is only Lohavis Daito Shebel Habayis when he's going to have to pay twice. The moment only one of them comes to be Toveya, so there's no Shvua, no Tel Beli Shvua, because the Shvua, Lohavis Daito Shabal Abayis, falls off. That Lachorah is Pshat in the Rambam, without any question. And the Rambam pretty much says it. The Rambam says, why do we have Zen Notel, Nishra Benotel, Zen Nishra Benotel? Shaharehu, name of the Bal Habayis, Omar Lolitain. This is the way that Rambam says the language of the Bal Hamor, Hu Garam La'atzmo. The Bal Habayis created this whole problem by telling the Chenveni, give him without agent. I believe the Bal Habayis believes the Chenveni, the Bal Habayis believes the Poalim, so he has to pay both of them. Next time they'll be smarter. But in the meantime, he caused this loss to himself. And then, Barur, that there's no distinction as to whether the Chenveni is coming or the Poal is coming. This is only according to the Ramban. Why assume that the Rambam holds like the Ramban? I don't understand where the Shach came from. Why assume that? Why, in other words, why did the Chaim have to bring in the whole case from Hilchos Gezela? L'chora, it's clear that the Rambam and the Ramban disagree in the Machlokes and the Ramban and the Baal Hamor. Now, again, this is not me saying this. This, I think, is exos, because we have another question, and that is, okay, we pass like the Tanakama. We pass like the Tanakama that there are two shvuos on the table. The Chenveni is Nishba, and the Poalim is Nishba. So what question do we have when you have two shvuos on the table? They come to Beis Din, Beis Din Paskins, you both be Nishba. Then what? Who's first? Who's on first? Who's on second? Who's first? Who's Nishba first? Who comes in Nishba? Who's Nishba first? So the Shach says, as a Cheshva. Let's make the Chenveni be Nishba first. Why? Make the Chenveni have to take a Shvua first. Because if the Chenveni chickens out, then what will happen? We'll give to the Poel without a Shvua. Right? In other words, if we say that the Chenveni is Nishba, if he's Nishba, so then the Poel will be Nishba. But if the Chenveni won't be Nishba, then the Poel will get without being Nishba, because Meikar Hadin, the Poel should get without a Shvua. He only is Nishba, Lohavis Daito Shabal Abayis, that there shouldn't be two payments. But the moment that the Chenveni chickens out, so we'll give it to the Poel without a Shvua. But were we to have the Poel be Nishba first, and he would chicken out, what would be the din of the Chenveni? He would still have to be Nishba, because it's a Shvua Mechayedas. He can't get around the Shvua Mechayedas. This is the Ramban, right? This is the Shach is working with the Ramban. And so, Ech Shalo Yeh, the Chenveni is going to have to be Nishba. So it's better to have the chen v'ni nishba first, because then yitzachem can only have one shvuah, or no shvuahs. Ma'ashein kein, if the chen v'ni is nishba, if the pole is nishba first, actually you were going to have a shvuah on the part of the chen v'ni. That's the reasoning of the shach. Comes along the ktos, and with one line, he just shoots down the shach. Says Sifkot and Beis Kot of Hashach Mehalosh on Mashma Shachem Venishba Trila Vachinira the Hoshname and Nishboim Balkorach of Serakosham Lapolim Rova Kanvenim Kenapolim Yomru Diomachem Venilo Yishava Vahule Venire the Zero Lepishitas Haram Bandanim Shachem Akarav the Dino the Poel Medina. V'dina dechen v'ne mitakana, that the poel is gove the money midina, the shvua is only lohav daito, and the chen v'ni is only gove the money via a takana of chazal, via the shvua. The havi leinu dey nischayavti. V'chein ha-poel notel kishein ha-chen v'ni lepanenu. V'chen v'ni eno notel ala shvua afilu ein ha-poel lepanenu. That there's a difference when the only one of them is toveya, who's toveya? U'mishim ha-chi tzarech ha-chen v'ni rishava tzchila. Dim lo yishava, Dino the poelitol shehu yoser bari, avo ledaas bal hamor v'hashulchan aruch, v'gam hashach hiskim ledivreihem. Im kein dino de chenveni min haTorah kamo dino de poel. Im kein nire diatiru goral mi yishavat chila. Diatiru goral mi yishavat chila. In other words, that there's no difference between the shvua of the chenveni and the shvua of the bal habayis. They're both lohafis daito. So my nafkamina, who's going to be nishba first? What does he mean that the Shach agrees with the Baal HaMor? The Shach passes like the Rambam. You know, the Shach brings in the sheet of the Rambam, the sheet of the Rambam, and he passes like the Rambam. But this is not the Rambam the way the Shach itself said it. But this is the Baal HaMor. This is the Baal HaMor, that it's really all the same. And that's why one of them is not around. Doesn't make a difference who's not around. There's going to be a p'tur. Not because of the Chazokos. Simply because we have over here only a Shvur, we'll have this Daito Shabal Habayis. So I think that this is what the Ksos is saying in the Rambam. The Rambam is saying, so it's saying the Rambam holds like the Baal HaMor, and then we have two shvuos of Lohavis Daito Shel Baal Habayis. If only one of them is Toveya, the other one he's going to get it without a shvua, and Shalom Al Yisrael. So the Machlokas over here is between the Ramban on one hand and the Baal HaMor and the Rambam on the other hand. The two nafkaminas that we have so far is that what happens if only one of them comes to be Toveya, according to the Baal HaMor and the Rambam. If one comes to be Toveya, he gets without a shvua. According to Rambam, it depends who. Poel comes without the chen v'ni, he'll get without a shvua. The chen v'ni comes without the poel, he has to be nishba shvua hamachayeves. Second nafkamina, when they both come, and they both have to be nishba, doesn't make a difference who's nishba first. According to the Rambam, sure. There's tremendous difference who's nishba first. That's what the Shach points out, Aliba de Rambam. But however, according to Baal HaMor, there's actually no difference who's nishba first. They simply throw a gorel. Okay? According to us, another nafkamina would be if one of these individuals can't be nishba, he's a choshud. So then, since, in other words, if the chiyuv over here is meikar adin and he can't be nishba, then he loses. If, on the other hand, meikar adin, he's gobeh, but just the shvua is l'hafis daito shabal bayis, then we pointed out already that he can win. Yes?
I didn't see the Rukhaim inside. Couldn't you say that Rukhaim also learns the Ram like the Baal HaMor?
But you don't have to come on to the question of
seeing. He's giving a svara, the tvias. He's giving a svara, another maramachon. This is just like we see by Zela, that if they come with the same type of tvias, then what? Then he has to pay twice. So this is the exact same case, over there. And the Ramban would argue, because why? Because you can't compare that. Because otherwise, it's the tzusha, the Ramban is a very good taina. What's the tzusha?
But why do you have to come onto a tzirut? Why do you have to come onto a din of tzirut? And there was, according to Ramban, these are two dine Torah, and according to the Rambam, it's one din Torah. According to the Ramban, we have over here two different types of shvua. Mashenk, and according to the Rambam, we have one kind of shvua. In which the whole, in other words, again, the it's all mipi ashvua. It's in the Rishimos of Rav Rechman, but the Lechore, it doesn't get involved in this at all.
I just don't understand why, like the Rambam's saying, how can you compare the case of Zela when it's an and when all of them are the exact same tvias and the exact same shvuas and everything, to the case over here, if they're going to be, if the Rambam is agreeing that Maker Din the Tambani is put, the Baal Bais is put to the Tambani and Maker Din the Yizchayek to the Baal, how could you compare them? The cases are completely different.
I can't argue. It's hard for me to say because. All I have is what's written over there in the sefer. It doesn't discuss that aspect. I agree with you 100%. I agree with you. It's really not kashur. 100% I agree with you. Okay, that's what we have so far in terms of, in terms of chantani alpin kaso.
The third another nachmini would be also worth out in the Maggid Mishnah is if you have it just a third person is not the same bunny. It's just another baal chov. Again, it makes perfect sense according to.
I'm sorry.
If you're Mikra Din Lechenvani is Chotter, so the Takana was only in the case of a Chenvani, but it wouldn't have been in the case of a. The Chacham didn't make the Takana in the case of some, you know, a third party. However, if you say he's Toshe, a real Mikra Din is Chayef, so the third party did the Shlichas just like the Chenvani did the Shlichas, and he would be.
100%. In other words, what Dr. Sanders is pointing out is that towards the end of the Ramban, he asks whether this Takana of Nishva Benotel was made specifically for a chenvani because of his unique point status in society, that he is the facilitator of all these deals back and forth. And so Chazal, just like we'll see later on, like there's a takana for an apotropos, there's a takana for Osek v'tol chabayis, v'chule. So we have over here a takana for a chenvani to at least give him, you know, a little more leverage. Or is this a din in any shliach? Any shliach who comes to the Baal HaBayis and says, Asiti shlichutecha, and the other end fell is, what are you talking about? I never got what the Baal Bais gave you to give. We have the same takana. So this whole question is only Aliba de Ramban. Aliba de Ramban we have over here, a unique takana for the Chenveni. Mashenkin, according to the Baal Hamor, there's no unique takana for the Chenveni. Baal Bais is Gorm La'atzmo. In other words, he was goring himself by sending a shliach without proper instructions. He didn't send the shliach and told the shliach, do it in front of Eidim. The Baal HaBayis Gorm La'atzmo might not mean if this person happens to be a registered chenveni, or this person's stam has to be a friend or a neighbor who's doing the Baal HaBayis a favor. The problem is not on the level of the chenveni. There's no nishva benotel l'shua machayeves, according to the Baal Hamor. It's purely l'havis daito shel Baal HaBayis. And then, l'chavar, there'd be no reason to distinguish between the chenveni or not. Namely, according to the Baal Hamor, the chenveni over here is not the role of a chenveni. It's simply a hechetimtza where the Baal HaBayis put himself into a pickle by using a middleman to pay the poalim, and that middleman generally happens to be a chenveni, but it could also just be an amateur. It doesn't have to be a professional chenveni, and we'd have the same halacha according to the Baal Hamor. According to the Ramban, that we have over here a unique halacha to help the chenveni, a shvua hamachayeves, then the question is, how far does that unique halacha go? 100%, very nice. Okay, Mishulam, I guess these to pass these out. Okay, what we're moving to in the Gemara now is to a. To a parallel inyan, where we have a certain memonafshach, namely in the world of the chenveni al pinkaso, Ben Nanas pointed out memonafshach. We have over here a shvuas sheker. This lechora is paralleled by the case of shnei kitei edim hamakrishos zo et zo. How do we deal with them in terms of future eduyot? Do we view with them like Rav Chista hanei sade shakrei lamalei memonafshach? One of them is lying, or do we view it like Rav Huna, zo ba b'fnei atzma me'ida, v'zo ba b'fnei atzma u'me'ida? So first we have to see that halacha on its own, in its own light. Namely, what over here is the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chista? What are the shitos? And then to apply it to our sugya, to Hainu Masnisin, to our Mishnah of Chenveni Al Pinkaso. So that we have over here the sugya until the two dots on Daf Mem Chesam or Aleph. The Marmakomos are the Tosas Rid I mentioned to you in the Baba Basra. We have a Ramban and a Baal Hamor Al Atar. There's also a rift. You know, you could certainly look at it. You have a Baal Hamor and Ramban. You know, there's a rift behind it all. The rift is on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. The Baal Hamor and the Ramban are basically on Daf Lamed Amid Aleph. We have over here the Shvuas, the Tosas and Shvuas Bahadei Sahadei Shakri Lamali, and the parallel Tosfos in Baba Kama, and Dafayin Beis Amid Beis. There's also a riff in Suvas that I mentioned to you that seems to ignore the sugi of Rav Huna and Rav Chista. And then we have a number of dinim within the Rambam. First, we'll have the Rambam simply in terms of the sugi in Baba Kama. How do we view eid mukhashim? What is the nature of an eid mukhash? What's in between an eid mukhash and an eid muzam? In terms of Vada Veshema, those who learned last year Maruba, so we'll have a bit of a chazara on that. And then to see how this fits into the world of Rav Huna and Rav Chista, there's a Rambam and a Ravid in Perek Kaf Beis. The Ravid claims to Rambam Soser himself, doesn't say exactly where, but most Mefarshim say that he's relating to a Rambam in Toyin Benitan Dala Dala, so I put that down as well. I don't promise that we're going to finish everything on Wednesday, but we'll try. Okay, we'll try and see how far we can get. Thank you.